Imagine this. One day, unexpectedly, half of Jimmy Carter's students leave Jimmy Carter. Among those who leave are all of your close friends. In fact, every classmate with whom you normally spend the school day leaves for good. They are instead replaced by other randomly selected students from schools all around Texas. If such a scenario came true, what would you do? Would you easily begin socializing with students you've never even seen before? That scenario, along with its possible ramifications, are a matter of socialization. See, school will continue to function, but your social environment and life will change drastically. Perhaps you won't have anyone to keep you company during lunch, or you won't know who to call to catch you up in case you missed a day of school. The inside jokes you and your friends once laughed hysterically too are now as existent as those very friends. And while you still communicate with your old friends online and miss their presence, you eventually decide to make new friends to continue your high school years. You continue to socialize. The scenario could also be applied to other high schools in some way or another, as long as they have socialization. It goes to show that Jimmy Carter, on par with most high schools, is a center of socialization. More specifically, the social dynamics of Jimmy Carter, I will discuss, make up this socialization. Before going in depth on more micro aspects of socialization at Carter, let's begin with general aspects of high schools. What classes can a Jimmy Carter student take? Well, there's regular classes, advanced placement classes, and dual enrollment classes. Obviously, the classes a student chooses to take will determine who the student will most likely interact with during school hours. In such instances, it is probable, while not always the case, that the closest friends of a dual enrollment student are also dual enrollment students. Some students choose not to take AP classes, while others do, but this cannot be said for dual enrollment. Jimmy Carter is an early college that offers college classes to students at the expense that they pass at least one Texas State Initiative Assessment, or also known as TSI. The social division caused by the college classes is evident. Those who have not passed one TSI cannot be enrolled in both high school and college classes. Although a similar and less evident division is also seen in the cases of AP classes, dual enrollment classes do separate, at least on campus, students who take and who do not take them. Therefore, it can be said that dual enrollment classes create two groups of students. The groups are not clearly defined, they just separate dual enrollment students from regular students. It's two socialization groups, two groups distinct in grades, sophomore through senior. And while that may not sound significant, students who have college classes socialize differently based on their circumstances. It's apparent to see that college students have significantly more work, especially college work, college level classes, and they can socialize, they can gather around and interact in ways that regular students with regular classes can't. Now, there are students whose socialization is visibly different from other students. You may see them wearing a Letterman jacket or a polo uniform. These students belong to two organizations, and they are the UIL, or University Interscholastic League, and National Honor Society. Now, these two societies or organizations, in this case UIL being the organization and National Honor Society being the society, these two groups are affecting the socialization of students because they each have their own individual social norms, hence affecting their members. For example, UIL, students who participate in UIL are expected to practice after school, and students, especially in National Honor Society, follow a code of conduct. They're an example for their peers. And we see in everyday school life, it is the small things. For example, how they strive to to be better at their classes. Maybe, especially for National Honor Society, they strive to be ethical, to be leaders, to be role models. And in UIL, they go on field trips, they participate, they're more in extracurricular activities. It's not uncommon to see that UIL kids are most active in other activities. Now, all of this affects social norms, and, or more specifically, the social groups at Jimmy Carter, the socialization at Jimmy Carter. Because when, for example, in UIL, when kids go to their UIL meets, or in National Honor Society, when they have their meetings, bonds are formed, friendships are formed, and we see groups being made. We see how kids pick up on ideologies and roles and inside their schools, and that's where stereotypes and other micro aspects of sociology begin to form, which brings us to exactly that, the micro sociology of Carter. Micro sociology, in contrast with what I've been talking about, classes and organizations, focuses on friend groups, on the individual students here at Jimmy Carter. So we'll begin talking about friend groups, how friend groups form and dissipate at Carter. We see at Carter that friends, or we can see this in any other high school, but friends are formed through common interests. And this is no different from Jimmy Carter. But in Jimmy Carter, there's a very inclusive environment and culture here at Carter. I believe since it's just a small campus, everybody gets to know. And it really is hard to not make friends in Jimmy Carter. There seems to be something or someone that you can hang around with, that you can connect with here at Carter. But that doesn't stop there being stereotypes and prejudice in Jimmy Carter, because the diversity of Jimmy Carter, there's not very different viewpoints, but there is this postmodernist consensus that forms around in Jimmy Carter, in the youth of Jimmy Carter, that formulates sorts of stereotypes and prejudice in Jimmy Carter students. For example, you will see other Jimmy Carter students talking about how this person is white and this person is black, even though they're all Hispanic. And they conjure, formulate their own inside jokes, and it's what makes Carter Carter. The students, the staff, the relationships, the socialization. That's what differentiates Carter from other La Jolla schools. And since Jimmy Carter is an early college, you can expect to see more academic rigor, but that does not stop it from being a connected and supportive school, really. The socialization at Carter, everything that it is, the social bonds, the social norms, the social groups, all is an integral part of what Jimmy Carter is and what it will be.